From the heartland of America, the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Tonight, psychics and astrologers on 2016, along with your calls. Boy, it feels like a Sunday night tonight, doesn't it? It's Friday, but it feels like Sunday. And by the way, tonight marks our 13th year anniversary of doing Coast to Coast on a full-time basis, along with my entire staff. They've still been with me all the way. That's unprecedented in broadcasting. So I want to thank, of course, our executive producer, Lisa Lyon, her assistant, Stephanie Smith, my associate, Dan Galante, who's our operations director, Lex Lonehood, our webmaster, Tom Danheiser, our senior producer, and so many others. Of course, Sean LaDesur, of course, who works with Lex as one of our webmasters as well. And then all the folks who participated in our programs. David Schrader, Jimmy Church, George Knapp, Connie Willis, Lisa Garr, Richard Serrett, all the folks who have been so helpful in keeping Coast to Coast going and growing. 615 affiliates now. And by the way, in Dallas on Monday on KLIF 570 on the AM dial as well. It just keeps growing. And of course, you, our faithful, trusted listeners who have made this program the best and the highest rated late night show in the world. Thank you so much. Water from a very rare and record-setting winter flood was finally receding here in the St. Louis area, allowing some major roadways to reopen and offering some hope for flood-weary residents that the worst of this really sudden catastrophic rain was behind them. For others, though, the worst is still to come, with expected crests in coming days in southern Missouri, southern Illinois, then on to Arkansas, Texas, parts of Tennessee, and some other southern states. It really was a mess. Two people have died and seven others injured after a gunman opened fire with an automatic rifle at a bar in Tel Aviv. Security forces launching a manhunt for that gunman. President Obama is set to use his White House powers to tighten gun control next week, including placing more restrictions on gun sellers. Mr. Obama will use executive actions to expand licensing requirements for small-scale sellers. But what does that all mean? John Lott, the author of More Guns, Less Crime, and of course the president of the Formed Crime Prevention Research Center. John, what does this all mean? What kind of powers is he going to use?
Well, he's going to do what he's done before on some rules, and that is kind of make things up as he goes along. The rules are pretty clear in terms of stating when you have to be a federally licensed dealer. It has to be your primary business. You have to be making most of your profits from doing that in order to be classified as necessary to have a license, a federal license. But he's going to change it. We don't know exactly. But, for example, some of the rules that have been talked about in the Washington Post would be that if you resell a gun that's in its original packaging, it could be just one gun that you resell like that. Just like some doll collectors may like to have dolls in their original packaging, some collectors like to have things like that. Or if you sell it within a certain amount of time, you buy a gun and you decide you want to resell it within a month, then that could also trigger you have to be defined as a federally licensed firearms dealer.
The biggest. Go ahead, John.
Go ahead.
Well, the biggest.
I think the main.
We're dancing with each
other.
The
main point, I think, is just to make it costly for people to be able to buy and sell guns.
Now, I was going to say the biggest concern among people who own guns is that this administration is going to attempt to get guns confiscated. Is that a possibility?
Well, I don't know if this is going to change it too much. The big concern with these so-called expanded or universal background checks, where all private transfers of guns would also have to go through a licensed dealer, is that whenever you fill out those forms, the licensed dealer has to keep them as long as they're in business. And so 5-10 years down the line, even though the federal government doesn't collect it right now, they could go and pass a new law that says, look, all those forms that you've been collecting, you have to turn them into a federal government. And at that point, then, the federal government would have a centralized database on all law-abiding individuals that own guns. Obviously, they wouldn't know any of the criminals that are owning guns, but they'd know people who had gone through the process, had obeyed the law, they would be able to know pretty much either you bought it at the store or private transfer. They'd have a pretty good idea of who all the law-abiding individuals are that own guns. And I think that's the concern that you're raising.
All right, John, thank you. Enjoy 2016. I'm sure we'll be talking with you. Natalie Cole, the daughter of jazz legend Nat King Cole, who carved out her own considerable success with R&B hits like Our Love and This Will Be before triumphantly intertwining their legacies to make the song you're hearing now, Unforgettable, their signature hit through technological wizardry. She's died. She's 65 years old. We've lost another great singer. Yeah. Natalie Cole had battled drug problems and hepatitis that forced her to undergo a kidney transplant back in 2009. Her older sister, Carol Cookie Cole, died the day she received the transplant. Their brother, Nat Kelly Cole, died in 1995 as well. And Nat King Cole, the father, of course, died of cancer. Patients needing surgery to reconstruct body parts such as noses and ears can soon have treatment using cartilage, which has been grown in a laboratory. The process involves growing someone's cells in an incubator and then mixing them with a liquid, which is 3D printed into the jelly shape. And then what they're going to do is grow it and put it on the person. It's amazing. And 2 decades after the birth of Dolly the sheep, the world's first successfully cloned mammal, the year 2016 will likely see the rise of mass-produced animal clones, thanks to an enterprising scientist in China. Sometime in the next year, a company called Bovalife will open a massive factory in China where it plans to clone 100,000 cattle a year as a way to address the Middle Kingdom's rising appetite for beef. Maybe they're hybrids. Who knows? Let's check in with Peter Davenport with his weekly UFO report. Now, you're not at the North Pole this time, are you?
No, I came home earlier this week, George, and based on the last report that I'm going to present tonight, I should have stayed another 2 or 3 days up there. Got a really interesting report from New Year's Eve, but I'll close with that. But first of all, congratulations on your 13th birthday.
Thank you, Peter.
To you and your staff. That's a marvelous achievement, and I look forward to at least 13 more.
We'll go for it.
You do a wonderful job. 5 quick reports. As you know, I've been away from the center, and our webmaster is still among the holiday missing. God only knows.
He's been abducted by aliens.
But he has that habit when he goes on vacation.
By the way, you and Santa sounded like you got into the Christmas cheer a little too early. Just saying.
I'm very careful about that. Not a drop before a coast program. It could lead to a disastrous situation, I know from experience. So I was pretty dry, believe it or not, for that goofy
I believe you.
Transmission from North Pole, Alaska. But going back to the 20th of December, boy, we got a lot of really interesting reports while I was up in Alaska, and I'll present just a few of them here. On the 20th of December, a gentleman in Middleboro, Massachusetts, reports he was on a midnight shift, and he stepped outside to have a cigarette. He looked up into the sky because it was so beautifully clear. He could actually see the stars, which apparently is unusual there, and as quickly as he looked up in the sky, his eye was drawn to a distinctly triangular craft. He saw it long enough to know that there were 5 lights on its ventral surface. It streaked across the sky. He estimates he saw it for perhaps 5 seconds, and it covered the entire sky in
wow.
5 seconds. Very, very interesting report. Probably unlikely that anybody else would have seen it in that area. 4 nights later, on the morning of December 24th, Omaha, Nebraska, gentleman reports that the entire city heard an immense boom, and they were illuminated by a flash of light. Have no idea what that was. Makes me think of electromagnetic pulse, and you're reporting on that subject. When
That's
I get
right.
reports like this, I've talked about events like this in the past. If there's anybody in Omaha who saw the flash or heard the boom, or who happens to know what the cause was, I would welcome a report using our online report form at ufocenter.com. Just about 22 hours ago, Covington, Washington State, this is about 20 miles straight east of Tacoma, Washington, gentleman and his fiancee, two young adults, were outside prepared, waiting for the New Year's Eve fireworks, and they suddenly saw a very strange orange orb rise up from a tree line. You've heard about these many times before. Suddenly, they report, it split into six orange orbs, and they started moving to the north, one accelerating after the other. They disappeared from their sight. A few seconds later, after the last one had disappeared, he writes, and it's a very nicely written report. I suspect the witnesses are very reliable. He reports that they saw three more come at them from a different direction. The reason I mention this report is we just got another report from Fairbanks. I mentioned I'd close with this case.
Okay.
Gentleman was driving at 5 minutes before midnight on the 31st, so last night. He was in the vicinity, he says, of the University of Alaska farm fields at the intersection of Parks Highway and Geist Road. He was so intrigued by what he saw. It was five orange lights. He estimates they were between 2 and 5 feet in diameter. They were close enough to his vehicle, so his binocular vision worked well in determining the range to them, the distance to them from his location. And he said they rose up. They were not more than 3 to 5, maybe 400 feet off the ground, he estimated. He stopped his car. He was so intrigued, and they suddenly started moving to the east towards Fort Wainwright, Alaska, just on the outskirts, the eastern outskirts of Fairbanks. So, as I say, I should have stayed up there a few days longer.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have seen these things. But
that would have been great.
Lots and lots of reports, gobs of reports of clusters of red, orange, and yellow or amber lights. So many that I have to sift through them to get more well-founded reports other than just colored lights. Anyway, that's what's going on, and Happy New Year
you
to
too,
you
Peter.
To the Coast audience, and thanks very much for your continuing support over the past year, and I look forward to the future year with you, George.
Many more, many more. And up next, we begin with our psychics and astrologers talking about 2016. On our last program on our New Year's Eve special, of course, we took your predictions. You're going to chime in, of course, tonight, too. But astrologers and psychics are next on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Well, a long time ago in a far-off place, I used to do a radio show called the Nighthawk Program. And since 1997... there was a fellow on, a psychic, who was a regular guest of mine, and he would take phone calls, and he would answer questions, and he would talk about the future, and he was uncanny, because a lot of those predictions of this individual came true. He saw them. I've always told the crowd that listened that Joseph Jacobs was more like a counselor. But he's a great psychic, and let me introduce to our anniversary party, Joseph Jacobs, psychic extraordinaire. Joseph, great to have you with us.
It's wonderful to be on with you, and a happy new year to you and all your listeners, and a healthy one. And you're going to have an astrologer on who tell you more. I'm not an astrologer, but I do keep an eye on Mercury. Mercury goes retrograde January 5th through January 25th. And there can be mechanical problems, automobile problems, communication problems. Not a good time to start a new business or sign a contract. So get a lot done by the 4th. And in fact, do some affirmations. January 1st is really more important for affirmations than for resolutions. But then tomorrow and the next few days, sit down and write, I am attracting more love into my life. I am making more money. I am finding that ideal job. Whatever the issue is, focus on that for a few minutes. And also, this is a year we all have to be mindful, and especially you right now. You've got a lot on your head. Don't rush things. Stay in the moment. Be mindful. Be alert right through February 20th for you, but for everyone. You know, if you see it, say it. But also for your own life. In other words, for your own well-being. Be attentive to your thoughts and your feelings. I think that's extremely important. We're coming into a very heavy year. You know, I've talked about this for the last couple of years.
Yes,
I've, you have. I've been, you know, I always take a negative situation and try to see what, you know, for the client, how do you deal with it? How do you get through it? And I don't do a lot of negative stuff, but this is a heavy year. There are going to be some way ups and downs on the market. And in a sense, look through this last December, it's almost a foreshadowing, you know, a statement of the theme of the year ahead.
You know, Joseph, most people, when the year ends, are delighted it's over. Most people, because I used to remember going to some New Year's Eve parties, and you could hear people, you know, as the clock ticked close to midnight and you're on the dance floor or something, and you could hear them go, oh, my God, I'm so glad that this year is gone. Why do people feel that way? Because rarely do we hear someone say, I'm going to miss this year.
Well, everybody's looking for a new start, you know, and and actually each morning is a new start, and you know, kind of screw on your head, be in the moment, be in the here and now, think of things that you want to do, a lot of people are going to have successes. It's going to be, you know, hooray for Hollywood. I mean, we are in the midst of a golden age of television right now, due to the last presidential election. I think the networks put money wisely and tastefully into new shows, and mm-hmm. I think that's going to continue through the year.
As we look towards 2016, there's been some concern of terrorism, ISIS, what's happening in the Middle East. Bring it home for us, Joseph. What's going to happen?
Well, Israel is going to have to deal with some militaristic issues March 23rd through May 13. There's going to be some military action. And also March 23rd through July 3rd, I see the United States going through a lot of emotional issues and ups and downs and losses and temperament. Also, the elections are going to be not what they seem like right now. I see the conventions, both conventions, as having a lot of demonstrations and maybe even a lot of negotiations in those.
So some turmoil there behind the scenes.
A lot behind the scenes, yeah. And I don't see Trump going all the way by hook or by crook either.
What about a brokered convention then? That's what it sounds like you're talking about.
That's what I think will happen, at least in the Republican convention, yes.
I'm predicting, Joseph, and again, I've always told people predictions don't mean that's what we want. Predictions are what we think.
Yes.
I'm predicting that I believe, and I never thought I'd say this, that Hillary Clinton has an amazing shot of winning the presidency.
She does.
You feel that too, huh?
Yeah, she does. And by the way, I've done and listened to many shows about political predictions, and usually a lot of psychics and astrologers are reluctant to make any kind of predictions. It's not what it's been so far. It's going to change rapidly.
Old John Hoag, you know, the one who does his Nostradamus work on our show, he believes it's going to be Hillary Clinton. And the last time I talked to him, Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush looks good.
Really?
He looks much stronger, believe it or not, than does Trump.
Amazing. Stay with us, Joseph. We're going to take this quick break. Joseph's website linked up at coasttocoastam.com, but I'm going to tell you what it is. It's 800. It's the number. 800-C-S-E-E-SELF.com. 800-C-SELF.com. And his toll-free number, if you want to talk with Joseph tomorrow over the weekend, is 1-800-C-SELF. Simple as that. Easy to remember. 1-800-C-SELF. For Joseph Jacobs. We're going to be back in a moment, and we'll take your calls. And I tell you what, maybe we'll even talk about what 2016 will be with you through the eyes of these psychics and astrologers will need some information from you. We'll be back in a moment. Well, special hello to St. Louis's man with a million-dollar smile, Peter Vaccaro. Peter heads up many Greek festival events here in St. Louis and also is a well-known announcer and host in his own right. Peter, thank you for everything you've done during the past year. And, of course, you have a great 2016 with you and your family as well. And welcome back to Coast, Joseph Jacobs with us. And when we get to your calls, Joseph, you're going to ask him a question about 2016. That's great. If it's about yourself, he needs your birth month, date, and year. Gosh, I remember back in our St. Louis days, Joseph, you would go on for 3 hours of steady phone calls that never, ever stopped. You remember those days?
Yeah, I used to do 20 readings an hour. It's month, day, and age, by the way.
The month? Day and the age. You don't need the year.
I don't need the year. Okay. And by the way, you've got some special events coming up that look very successful between February 20th and April 12th.
Oh, really?
Anything in entertainment, any kind of convention, any kind of, those are hot.
Great. You know, I've always used what you've said to use. You've helped a lot of people I know, and I know it works because they've come back to me with feedback. And they said, that Joseph Jacobs guy, he knew what was happening.
Thank you. Also, this has been a year that I've been predicting for several years now, you know, that we're going to see a lot of stuff in space. We're going to see breakthroughs from people who want to go to space. We're going to see events in space, and we could have some UFO, a lot of UFO action this year.
Will we get disclosure, Joseph?
If it's going to happen, it could happen this year. Something dynamic with space will happen this year.
You know, it's an active planet. Things happen. We have ups. We have downs. This year ended with some serious terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. I guess, you know, as a psychic, you're going to feel these things all the time, but you know, I feel these things too. I mean, I think 2016 will be a year where just things happen.
Yeah, and July is going to be heavy as far as flooding and water problems, you know, like ocean problems, boat problems, and September is going to be pretty rough as well. But you got to stay hopeful. You got to stay positive. And be charitable also. Be compassionate this year. See the big picture. That's what it's all about. There will be endings, but they're giving way to new beginnings.
Joseph, since you've been doing this, and you've been doing this a long, long time, you use a card system. Explain it to people who can't see what you're doing.
Well, the card system that every day in the year is symbolized by a card, and then you get a whole card spread from that. And so, in a sense, what I do is I read your story. I read the lessons that you have to learn lifelong, the abilities that you have, the difficulties that you need to deal with and learn, the tests that you have. And then I read your story each year, in a sense. So you're going to have a money issue to deal with in September. Be prepared for that. You can go on that trip in August, that kind of thing. And a change in job, that sort of. So in a sense, I'm reading your story, and it's all laid out in the cards, and supposedly they came to us from the Magi, you know, the three kings. And I believe it came from the Middle East, you know, and was somehow transmitted to a guy in Chicago and in the late 1900s, and he began to reveal it, and slowly people began to learn the system.
Since you've been doing this, what has been for you the most satisfying thing?
Well, you know, the feedback that I get and helping people. I mean, I really enjoy getting people on the right track.
You're like a counselor.
And giving them hope and telling them how to deal with certain situations. And a lot of it has to do with relationships. You know, a lot of it has to do with work and career. That's the greatest. That's the greatest pleasure.
Well, we don't have a lot of time here with you, Joseph, because I have four special psychics and astrologers, and you, of course, you are one of those four. So let's go to the calls, and you will need the birth month, the day, and their age.
Right.
And I'll take these calls. And welcome to Coast. You're on with Joseph Jacobs.
Yes, I want to do a reading.
All right. I need your month, day, and your age.
2/16/53.
Oh, you got a birthday coming up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
2/16, Joseph, and she's 53 years old.
Well, I think your concerns with you're 53.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think your concerns with health seem to be important. I mean, you'd be wonderful in the health field. And you are very universal and humanitarian, and there are a lot of changes going on at 53. Changes in relationships, looking for new work, perhaps, and there may be some problems with your home that need to get fixed. Also, what did you want to ask?
Oh, nothing specific. I just wanted to see what you thought.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, and I think you're looking forward to a very, very productive year after your birthday. This has been a difficult one to get through, but I think you're almost done with it, and this should be a good time for you. And right now, as far as relationships is concerned, and you're coming into a very, very dynamic year full of all sorts of possibilities. So get ready for that.
Okay.
Good luck. Good luck. And Joseph, when you say Mercury is in retrograde, what does that mean? I mean, it's spinning the other way, or what's happening?
Well, it appears as if it's slowed down and going backwards from our perspective. But somehow it has an effect on communication, electronics, and difficulties in initiating a new project. So I always warn people about that. It's the only astrological thing I ever take a look at.
Is Mercury that important to the scheme of things?
Well, it's important to you because you're a Gemini, and if you're a Gemini and a Virgo, it's particularly important and can be a little bit difficult. It just means a lot more effort, a lot more concentration, and working on unfinished business, things you've been meaning to do. Things on the back burner, things you've been meaning to finish, those kinds of things are good. But ask an astrologer. I think Lerner will give you a better idea.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about 2016 being that year for more and more technological breakthroughs?
I think as far as space is concerned, definitely. We're moving in the right direction. We're commercializing it. And there have been some breakthroughs this year in that area. Oh, yeah, electronically, I think we're moving very, very fast. But I'm also bothered by it. You know, people used to communicate with each other in real terms. Now it's texting.
Oh, yeah.
And email.
Too much.
And there isn't any real intimacy. There isn't real conversation, you know, and we've lost the ability for that.
Joseph, I swear to God, back in Los Angeles, at a restaurant there, I saw two couples coming together, right? They're sitting at a table having dinner. Each one of them put their cell phone, their smartphone on the table, right? There are four people, four smartphones on the table. And for the first 20 minutes, you know, they ordered a glass of wine and they're there. But for the first 20 minutes, each one of them had their smartphone in their hand sending messages to someone.
Now here they're meeting to finally, they may have made a date weeks before, they're finally sitting together. But you know, you have that with couples also.
Yeah, you know, maybe they're sending text messages to each other at the table because they don't know how to talk to each other.
I know. And when people don't know how to talk to each other, when they're not in touch with their feelings, they grab a gun.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. Yeah, I talk with the psychiatrist, Dr. Peter Bregan, a lot about why people are acting so strange, so whacked out. And I think it's worse now than it ever was.
Yeah, there were 33,000 gun deaths. And worldwide, there were 68,000 terrorist deaths. So we've had half as many. I mean, that's You know, and I don't think it's only mental illness. It's an inability for some people to get in touch with their emotions, to communicate properly, quick to anger. You know, that's crazy stuff.
Let's go to another call. One of our wild card lines. We need your birth month, your day, and your age. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm speaking to you.
I'm February and 75. And I was born in Australia. Someone told me when.
All right.
February,
what date were you born?
What date?
February 6th.
February 6th. So you have a birthday coming up, and you're 75 years old?
Uh-huh.
All right, Joseph.
February 6th.
No, not Joseph, Claudia.
You're pretty...
No. We're talking to Joseph.
You're pretty psychic yourself, and you're very much, in a sense, a messenger to other people, a communicator to other people. Your mind is working very, very well. You're 75 now. You may have had a bit of a health problem May 21st through July 11th, but you were well taken care of, and you're doing very, very well right now. And I think you have a lot to accomplish right after your birthday. Getting in touch with people that you know. It looks like very, very good. Take care of financial matters this year carefully and get some good advice on that.
All right, Gladys, good luck to you. Now, Joseph, let me ask you this. If you had 100 people called in and it was all February 6th and they were all 75 years old, would they have the same kind of information that you would be giving them?
They'd have the same lessons. And you know, one might be an actor, another one would be a bus driver. Well, you're traveling in June, okay, a lot more than you usually do. So the actor would be traveling in June. The bus driver would suddenly be working overtime. You know, so the lessons are the same. And absolutely.
Now, what if they were different ages, though? Feb 6th, but they're all different ages. Does that matter?
Each year is a new beginning, a new start. We almost step into other people's shoes, most of us, and learn some new lessons, some new tests, and new abilities. We're in the process of refining ourselves so that we get closer to God.
I've asked you many times, I'll do it again for a lot of new listeners, you really don't like to harp on things that are dark. So if you see issues with people, them dying or something, you may say, and historically, because of the 18-plus years I've known you now, you might say, hey, it's time for you to go to a doctor. But you're not going to say you might be dying.
Oh no. No, I never see death.
That's not you.
I never see death, but I do see danger, and I do warn people about being careful. Like I'm warning you to drive carefully until February 20th. To be mindful, because you've got an awful lot going on and a lot of stress on you right now.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, everybody's got stress. I'm under a lot of stress, Joseph.
Well, you're in St. Louis, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, but I'm going back to L.A. next week.
Good.
End of the week. It's been a while. It's time to, you know, this year, 2015, went by faster than any year I've ever lived.
Me too.
I don't know why.
Me too. Very quick year.
Is it because we're getting older or what?
Well, some would think so, but I experienced that too. I mean, I'm amazed at how quickly this year went.
Yeah, we need your birth month, the date, and your age. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe what you got through. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Oh, perfect. Now, what's your birth month?
My birth month is August 14th, and I'm 60 years of age.
All right, great. August 14th, Joseph, 60 years old. We've got time for one or two more.
August 14th, you're how old?
I'm 60.
60.
60, and you're very service-oriented. In other words, you like to help people, and that can be a teacher, a nurse, the doctor. You're very, very much into service, more than one job. In your life, more than one way of making money. And you went through a very, very difficult 58, 59 emotionally. It was almost betrayal. You're in a very much a healing year. And while
still
you may
in a
have...
healing year.
What?
I said that way. I've got to go for hip replacements, and it scares
me. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. You've got a lot of outlay of money. You may have been a bit over generous over the holidays, but you're in an excellent time for any kind of healing from January 18th on.
All right, go for it. By the way, Dr. Joel Wallach is going to be my guest Sunday night for a couple hours from criticalhealthnews.com. And I'll ask him about the hip, because he's got some vital information about that that will help you getting through all this. And Joseph, how's everything else with you? How's the cat passed on, right?
The cat passed on, and I've been extremely busy this year. Maybe that's why it seemed to go by so fast.
Well, that's right. And speaking of being busy, the phone number for Joseph, 1-800-C-SELF, just spell it out, S-E-E-S-E-L-F, and his website, of course, 1-800-C-SELF.com. Joseph, by the way, is also a contributor to ParanormalDate.com, which has taken off like a rocket ship, Joseph, and thank you to your efforts for everything you've done there.
Well, thank you very much. I'm enjoying that. It's a privilege.
As we look towards 2016, as we just start, what can we assume this month? What do you think?
This month is going to have some problems, probably because of Mercury retrograde in January. I mean, there could be mechanical problems. So, make sure your car is working properly. There could be communication problems. But it depends where you are. I mean, Putin, for instance, is having a terrible time, worse than what he's looking like. And Russia is in deep doo-doo as well. We're going to see a lot of electioneering, a lot of voices this year, a lot of talk. But we won't see any real
walk.
Until March, April.
Price of gasoline still going to plummet?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to stay low. I think the United States has been excellent in producing oil and gas.
Great, my friend. Joseph, thank you again for everything you do. Let's continue talking during the new year. You have been not only a wonderful person, but a great friend and guest to all of us here at Coast to Coast.
God bless you and everyone, and be well and stay mindful.
That's Joseph Jacobs. And again, his website, 800, that's the number, 800-C-SELF, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. His toll-free number is 1-800-C-SELF. Up next, Anthony Carr. He, of course, is a psychic. Plays the trumpet, too, by the way. He's pretty darn good. He's next on Coast to Coast AM. And if you need to email me, george@coasttocoastam.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.